This is a great story. It was investigated by MUFON. It might have been a UFO landing case called the Mud Lake Ice Circle. What do we know about that?
Yeah, this one I find really fascinating. Michigan is full of UFO stories. The publisher did not even use half of the UFO stories that I submitted. But one that they did put in that I was really glad about was the one on Mud Lake by Horton, which is kind of an out-of-the-way, it's just a little tiny lake. And this man who lived on the lake one time thought he saw a really, really bright light out there, couldn't figure out what it was, and kind of shrugged and went, huh, you know, this was in the middle of winter, so he wasn't real inclined to go out there looking. And then when he did get out there a couple of days later with his son, he noticed that out on the lake was a perfect circle melted into the ice. There was no normal natural explanation for that.
No footprints, right?
No footprints. Nobody had been there. It's a rather isolated place. I drove around out there, too. I put like 5,000 miles on my car researching the Weird Michigan book and the follow-up that's coming out, Strange Michigan. But there was a 3 to 4 foot wide ring, 40 feet across, with white snow in the center. And then outside the ring was an additional sort of pattern of that kind of radiated outwards from it, as if heat or something had affected the area around the circle in a certain pattern and radius. And he called in the Mutual UFO Network from Michigan,
right,
and had even Linda Moulton Howe, who's, you know, quite a well-known researcher,
sure,
came in to look at it too.
And what did they conclude, if anything?
Well, one expert concluded that it was formed by normal hydrological processes. But if that's true, you'd think that you'd see these things in lakes all over the place. You know, I find that one hard to buy. Another thought maybe it was wind. But nobody could explain the brilliant white light that this gentleman, Von Hobie, first saw before it was caused, nor could they explain the fact that he had been seeing illuminated orange spheres hovering over the lake. He had even chased them on a snowmobile. So you've got weird lights going
mm-hmm.
on. You've got this real anomaly. And one researcher, this I thought was the most amazing thing of all, he took some of this ice where the strange patterns had formed outside the circle, melted it, and watered some plants with it. Then he had a control group of plants that he just used normal water on, and he discovered that the plants grown with the water from the splash pattern grew 174% faster than the plants grown with ordinary water.
Now, that's incredible.
I think that's bizarre, yeah.
It is weird. Energized water of some type.
Exactly. Somehow, whatever caused this ice circle, the brilliant light, transformed this ice and did something to the water that gave it extra nourishment for plants.
And then basically the investigation was over and that was it.
Pretty much. Because, you know, the ice melted, they had to just go by the original samples and photos that were taken, and MUFON was kind enough to contribute their photos for the book so you can see the pictures of it.